The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Jan.
I thought you were going to say Jan.
I thought you were going to say that too.
You know, to be perfectly honest, I didn't know what I was going to say.
Oh man, because of that awesome thing, I could just be Josh. That's
yeah.
he took it all.
Right? Hey, you going to top that?
I'm not. That's the thing. Yeah.
So what are we talking about today?
The fact that there's only three of us?
Yeah, right.
We are going to talk about the fact that EA sucks. And for the first time that I think I can remember, the internet has won, even if only temporarily. Mm. But basically, EA's release of Battlefront 2...
One against EA, you mean, though, right?
Yeah.
Not overall. Because right overall, now we're poised to get screwed.
Yeah.
PC forever.
No, I mean,
that's not what we mean.
No, neutrality.
I know what you meant. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I don't live in a cave, guys. I don't think.
I'm a little hurt now.
Basically, with EA's release, it came out on Battlefront 2 to be just like a bunch of microtransactions. And the ability to unlock stuff as you play, but the amount of time you have to play to unlock things was like an inordinate amount of time.
So it's a ridiculous amount, like 4,500 hours, I believe.
So
yeah.
Here
the article was
here we go. The grand total of 324 cards will require up to 155,520 crafting parts. This requires an opening grand total of 3,100 loot crates, which will then equal to 4,528 hours of gameplay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's, yeah, right. even if you love this game, it's like the best game you've ever played, it's still going to take you years to get there.
Okay, then the Reddit user that broke all this down... continued to go on and say the calculations don't include how long it takes to or how much it takes to spend in real life funds. $2,100 is what you would need to get all cards, a number derived from the cost of the paid currency, crystals used to open all those loot crates. Players can also use credits, which they receive for free, but it takes more credits than it does crystals to unlock crates. Holy crap.
Wow.
And then those numbers could be underestimated. According to Camper, the calculations don't include how long it takes to upgrade star cards to their maximum level, which are attainable through loot crates.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's ridiculous.
But, yeah, no. And so then they some guy made a Reddit post and basically said, Darth Vader's locked. Like, no thanks, I'll be returning my game. Because you could just play Darth Vader in the first one. You didn't have to unlock him or do anything crazy. It didn't take 26 hours to unlock Darth Vader. Like, I'll just put in an inordinate amount of time to play this here, and yeah, no problem. But,
Or money.
Yes.
That's what they were hoping for.
And so the other problem... was the microtransactions.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and then so people were complaining about it, and EA came out and made a response to that Reddit post.
Yeah, it was an AMA, wasn't it?
And it became... No, not that I'm aware of. Not the one I saw and went and downvoted.
The games developer took part in a heated Ask Me Anything session today.
Oh, today. Yeah, no, I'm talking about the most downvoted comment, Reddit comment of all time.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
Which EA is now the proud holder of, because they commented that thing and said, basically, we tried to find a balance of making the game fun and challenging while giving people something to strive for to unlock while playing. And, like, they listed out all this stuff in their comment and were immediately met with downvotes. I went and searched out the post because I saw something about it. in a different Reddit thread and ended up going and finding it, and they were at like 113,000 downvotes, and I'm like, have another.
Doing
and then
part.
It got up to like 230,000 downvotes.
Nice.
And I was
didn't all this backlash, like, it started affecting their stocks too, right? I'm pretty sure I saw someone that their stocks prices were going down.
And this isn't, this isn't just EA. This is DICE too.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
They're
DICE.
Owned by EA.
Yeah, I know, but it's DICE that's taking the forefront of it, which sucks. Because DICE develops good games. Battlefront 2 is still a good game. It just fucking sucks that EA is pushing this microtransaction.
Right.
It does, but the best part is they've now removed microtransactions from the game for now, so they can revisit it. Who knows if that just means we're gonna try to let shit die down and then we're gonna come back and you know, do it or whatever, or maybe just they'll just
wait
like,
till they get their sales up to a certain point and then they're like, okay, it's back.
Yeah, or
quietly reintroduce it.
Yeah, or maybe they will, you know, just like lower the cost of everything and be like, we think this is a fair and balanced option.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, like, if you give them the benefit of the doubt, they did say that they can work on balancing and stuff like that first. So
yeah, and that's what they posted. So in all fairness, like, if they want to try to make it right, good for them. But the mass amount of returns and cancellations, like, that they were met with after that whole Reddit thing was, like, insane. Wow. Like, really insane. And I just think it's awesome that for once, like, the internet and gamers actually got, like, a noticeable result. Because, like, what did we get with No Man's Sky? Like, really nothing. Just no answers, which was already the problem.
Well, yeah, the problem with No Man's Sky is people already paid the money because they were all hyped up for it. So they just got, they just got to bitch for a while.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if anything, right, this is the perfect example of, like, when people say, like, I don't know, voting with your wallet kind of thing. You know? Like,
yep.
If you don't like the way that something is, just stop buying it. If ever enough people do that, it will... Any smart business will change it. And a lot of this had to do with Disney, too, right?
Yeah, so the breaking point was Disney. Disney deciding to... Disney came in and told EA, get rid of it.
Right.
Yeah, they basically... one of the higher-ups in the creative department that oversees that stuff basically made a phone call to EA, and then shortly after they released that statement saying they were turning off microtransactions. This also comes at a time with loot crates looking to be banned in Europe as gambling.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I saw that, too.
In some countries now that are pushing for that because they don't like the idea of kids playing games and then basically having the idea of a bottomless pit of things they can buy that randomly give them stuff. Cause it, for a chance, right?
It is gambling,
yeah.
So,
so yeah, this I went and looked up John's facts on the most downvoted comment. It's true. 608,000. Now that's what it's at.
Wow.
And that's the next one is like 29.7.
Apparently, I got in early. Because, like I said, it was just over 100,000. But that is crazy. Like, and I think.
Do you want to know what the comment was? Like, I have it word for word here.
What was it?
The intent is to provide players with a sense of pride and accomplishment for unlocking different heroes. As for cost, we selected initial values based upon data from the open beta and other adjustments made to milestone rewards before launch. Among other things, we're looking at average per player credit earn rates on a daily basis. That's... And we'll be making constant adjustments to ensure that players have challenges that are compelling, rewarding, and of course attainable via gameplay. We appreciate the candid feedback and the passion the community has put forth around the current topics here on Reddit, our forums, and across numerous social media outlets. Our team will continue to make changes and monitor community feedback and update everyone as soon and as often as we can.
I thought it was just so good that, like, they were like, we're doing the right thing, we're getting out ahead of this, and then Reddit was like, fuck you!
Yeah.
I thought it was awesome.
367K and someone put in stop, he's already dead. Jesus. Oh, I'm sorry, man. That's terrible.
I like that Disney stepped in and basically said, look, Star Wars, we got a big movie coming out.
Yeah, there's
F with our publicity, EA. Like, you guys haven't produced crap for video games so far under your Star Wars contract. like they were supposed to.
Give me a Rogue Squadron game, man. Come on.
Well, there was a studio that, I can't even think of it because it was in the article, that announced the...
Which article? The one you put up?
Yeah, one of the ones I put up. EA dissolved the entire studio that was making the game. It was a supposed to be an Uncharted-esque Star Wars game, and people were hyped about it, and they dissolved the whole studio, like, branch that was making it, and then said, no, it's not going to be...
It was Visceral.
Was it?
Yeah, the project in development at Visceral Games to be an Uncharted-esque adventure game, story-driven. EA pulled the plug on the entire studio, and that team project is now handled by EA Vancouver.
Yeah. And they changed it. They said it's not going to be...
Yeah.
Not going to be that way, and they're going to... And basically, it's what people were excited for, was the Uncharted-esque style gameplay is what they were hoping for.
Right, like a good story.
And then what did they say it was going to end up more like now? What did EA say?
I'm reading it.
Oh, okay. But I just...
Oh, EA said it, sure. What EA said made it sound like we should expect something more like Destiny and less like Uncharted.
Yeah, but we don't need another Destiny. We got Destiny.
Two.
Yeah, and while we do have Uncharted, an Uncharted-type game for...
Star Wars.
For Star Wars, we don't have anything even close.
It'd be a bounty hunter game or something like that. It'd be like a Han Solo game.
It'd be fun, though.
Totally.
But yeah, so EA's basically been sucking it up, so I don't think they have like a large amount of pull with Disney right now.
Yeah.
I think they're just trying to please them at this point so they can keep the Star Wars contract to make the games, because... The first game did not do well. Battlefront 1 was short-lived due to, like, only having online multiplayer, not that much stuff in the game.
And no and campaign,
No campaign mode, so.
My brother bought Battlefront 2, like, right when it came out.
I own Battlefront 1, and I only played it on the free beta weekends.
He beat the campaign already. Like, he beat the campaign in, like, the first day.
Really?
Not even 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Why have a campaign? Into it really then. Well, they did in that trailer. That trailer looked dope.
Yeah.
You were, like, there after the fucking Death Star blew up in Endor, and you're like, you have to finish the remnants of the... Like, you have to do what the Empire says and stuff.
Wow.
It looked really cool. So, John's right about Disney wielding its power around. Disney's name wasn't mentioned in any of the announcements following EA taking away the hero cost, the unlockable hero cost. And it didn't need to be. There's already precedent of how the company exerts its control. Word that Disney Interactive Media chairman Jimmy Pitaro made a call to EA head Andrew Wilson about the Battlefront 2 situation only makes it seem more likely that this was as much Disney's call as it was EA's. As the biggest media company in the world and owner of one of the biggest media franchises in the world, it makes sense. There was no way that Disney would let EA do any more damage to the stellar Star Wars name. Yeah. It's done enough already.
You're done. Yeah, so I don't know. Like I said, I'm just excited for the small victory here. Feels good. Felt like my downvote meant something, you know?
Not really. I mean, maybe.
I think the people that return their games are the ones that really...
Yeah,
really,
I can see that.
Yeah, that matters.
Like you said, the voting with your wallet.
So... Can we pivot? Stay on internet side, like internet cheerleader side, but pivot?
Yeah.
Net neutrality is coming into attack again by the FCC chairman.
Every single time.
Yeah, I know. I know, right?
I believe his name is a shit pie.
Ajit Pai.
A shit pie, yes. Got it.
Yeah, so he announced right before Thanksgiving, right before we broke for Thanksgiving, he announces that there will be... the FCC plans net neutrality repeal in a victory for telecoms on December 14th. That's when the meeting is planned for this. Now, Reddit, I know, blew up over the holiday weekend.
Yeah, like every link was
The red image, like fight for the future,
battle,
right?
Battle for the something. Net. Yeah, there you go.
So
that's all Reddit was.
For the weekend, right? That's what it was. And it was really like kind of inspiring and also kind of shocking. Because what we've learned is that, like, I called all three of my reps. I called my congressman and both my senators.
Did you do it by that page where you put your, okay.
Yep, and they gave me a script, but by the time I got to my senator, I was like, wait a minute, you're a legislator, you don't really have anything to do with the with the executive branch, but you can still throw your weight around, so I changed it a little bit.
Wow.
But it's still, a phone call goes way further than a tweet, a comment, an email, or a letter. A phone call is like, you left a message, you know, you like, and that's all it was. Like, I didn't talk to anybody.
Right.
And
if you leave,
like, if enough people left messages, then, like, they would understand that their constituents are outraged by this.
Did you ever get a call back?
No, but I got emails back the last time that I did my...
I got
my...
emails back the last time, too, yeah.
Yeah,
I was just wondering if they gave you a call
back or not. It was nice to get emails from all three of them, too, like, because they all, like... I mean, I know it wasn't them that wrote it, but they probably had a hand in it.
It's a pre-written message that they sent out to everybody.
I was going to say, most of the people that sent off those emails sent off pre.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. That's why I went after the call, so it sounded like a person, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm probably one of the only people that uses their phone as a phone anymore. You're breaking the computer. John is setting up epic battles for Monday night's stream right now.
Yeah.
And when the dust settled, there was only space mages.
No, the space mages lost to a huge army of compies.
There you go.
So real quick, we want to hash out again what the battle for net neutrality is, just at a high level argument. What is happening right now is Ajit Pai, the FCC chairman, is trying to repeal Title II protection on the internet that basically guarantees broadband internet as a commodity, something that corporations can't mess with how they provide the service. They just have to provide the service.
Right.
For instance, if net neutrality is repealed, what that means is they, like, an internet provider like Comcast or Time Warner can charge premiums for certain for content, essentially, or they can charge premiums for
a
faster rate. Yeah. And since then, Comcast has been seen to very slyly get rid of their, like, deny their promises or get rid of their promises of fast lane premiums. No. Like, they said they'd never do it if it came down to it. And now it's coming down to it, and it's like, hey, where's that promise still? You know,
And it opens up a lot of avenues, right? Like, they could, if they wanted to, they could say, block Google and force you to use their own search engine.
Block Facebook
and start their own social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, block Netflix or pay a higher premium for Netflix. Or, this is the worst, throttle Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, don't allow full 1080p resolution on Netflix. Like, that would be shitty.
You get standard def unless you pay extra to get 1080p.
God, that would fucking suck. I know, like, and that, like, just thinking about it, man, it's like, God damn it, but also just thinking about it, this shit might happen.
Yeah, it very possibly could.
And it would take, what it would take would be legislation after the fact. Like, the FCC would install these new rules, and then we would need to have our congressmen and senators make laws stopping that, which is where the balance of power comes in, right?
Or we need Elon Musk to hurry up with that
satellite.
That satellite array that's going to give the whole world free internet.
Right, that'd be cool too.
Or at least the whole world access to internet, right?
Yeah. I don't know, man. It just bothers me that, like, so this weekend I saw a bunch of people, like, mimicking the posts on Reddit, right? And being like, this is an outrage and fuck them and net neutrality rules and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
My first comment to everybody was, did you call your reps? Like, on everyone that posted something that I knew, I was like, did you call your reps? No one answered. Tyler didn't answer me. I was like, because you didn't fucking call your reps, did you? I don't know, man.
True. And a lot of people aren't going to do it, you know? And that's what they're banking on, right?
Right.
That most people won't do it, and they'll just assume that someone else will do it, or it'll just go away on its own or something like that.
There's also that whole thing where Ajit Pai is ignoring the 220 million negative comments that the FCC got the last time this shit happened.
Right.
When they were accepting open comments from people on the internet about net neutrality, 220 million people responded in a matter of days, and they ignored that shit.
Yeah.
Ajit Pai's like, oh, they didn't come with like a receipt, or they don't really have a stake in this, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm like, you fucking son of a bitch. Adam Ruins Everything, he put it, like, I think he put it best in a recent video. He goes, the internet's a weird, fucked up place, but you know what? If net neutrality happens, you're going to lose some of the greatest minds in the world. They're not going to be able to communicate with each other on a regular basis. It's like, son of a bitch. Also, I don't want to pay an extra $10 for YouTube.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Like, that's another thing. Like, I don't want to have, like, I've already charged out the ass for internet that's less than what they have in South Korea. Who pay less. Like, I don't want more to pay more for less content. That's bullshit. All right, yeah, I'm done.
Absolutely it is. It's going to potentially change the face of the internet.
Yeah. I mean, like, to be honest, it might no longer be cost-effective for us to run the 3-4 podcasts we run. Like, municipal, it might be ridiculous.
Broadband.
They already don't like uploads. That's why my upload speed is a fraction of my download speed.
Right.
They don't want us running, like, big servers that use that bandwidth and stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's like... Like, we're not the most creative people, but we still are a part of a conglomerate of people on the internet that do this for fun and bring entertainment.
Wow.
And it would suck to have that just, like it's nothing. Although, yeah, if there's one that's going, it's Comics Brew. Okay, I guess I didn't get as much of a laugh as I thought I would.
I'm not sure where the humor was in that comment, John.
No, it's just the oldest podcast. Anyway. Let's hope that you guys.
That's a laugh.
I hate you guys. Let's hope that everyone out there listening, besides the rambling rant, will do the right thing and contact your local representative. If you're American, and if you're not American, hey, you got that going for you.
No? I mean, we just showed that it enough people get together, it happened with EA, right?
Yeah, right. So it could happen with this too.
Yeah, absolutely. It just hurts when we have a guy like Trump, right? Like,
yeah, who's going to allow it, because that's his branch. That's the executive branch. The FCC falls under that, just like the USDA, the FDA, the FBI, the CIA, all that shit. It falls under the executive branch. And fuck.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he got rid of the head of the APA, and the head of the APA now is a climate change denier. You're like, what the fuck?
Climate change isn't real.
And the Earth is flat, right?
The Chinese hoax. Yeah,
the Earth is so flat. I can't wait to go. I can't wait for that expedition to the ice wall.
Isn't that
when we reach manhood? Is that when that happens?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. You got to go.
There would be somebody that would want to be the first to jump.
We call
over
it
the
ice wall of ignorance.
The fucking president looked at the sun during the eclipse.
Right.
Fucking idiot. Sorry, we're done. Hey, be sure to check out the stream we did earlier this week. John set up a massive battle for... Mm-hmm.
If you want to know why we seemed a little distracted throughout this...
Because John is... What are you doing now, John?
I'm pretty mages? Sure that flash mages are just flash for distraction, because they're like putting on a fireworks show for the T-Rexes,
and they just...
while the T-Rexes eat them all.
So go back and watch Monday's stream if you want to... Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what we're talking about.
Also, we did our drunk stream last weekend. That was fun.
Did? Yeah.
John had me in fucking stitches playing Gang Beasts.
It's because I was losing.
Funny. You were not losing. You and Peter won all of those. All of those.
These lightning guys are strong. They literally detonate T-Rexes.
So is that going to do it for us?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
See you next week.
Ah!